And how do you find American audiences compared to Russian audiences?
American audience, for me, is more responsive, And they are so excited, and they are always ready to have fun.
Yeah, and of course, now you're touring North America, and that tour is going to bring you to St. Paul. You're coming to the Fitzgerald Theater in downtown St. Paul, 7:30 p.m. show on Wednesday, September 24th. How has touring been like, and what has surprised you about some of the reactions you've gotten on your tours?
Well, you know, we've now played probably over 500 shows or so in U.S. over the last few years. So for us, it sort of became our way of living now, right? We spend about 6 months on the road, and you're 6 months on the road together as a family of musicians. So we try to stay friendly to each other despite all the challenges. But we kind of learned our ways to be together, and we get such a great time playing this best music and taking our fans back in time. I think what we bring is not only the precision in music, which you know, because you've been to our show a couple of years ago. We are very precise about the arrangements being true to the original album so that people hear it just like the first time they heard it on the record, just like the first time they heard it on the radio or danced to it, etc. And that's the whole experience. But beyond that, we want to have fun doing it, and we want to bring unity through music. And the road has been amazing. You know, first time we arrived to U.S., we played in New York City, and there we are walking out after the sound check on the street, and it was right on Manhattan, Sony Hall, right by the Times Square, and there's this huge line of people going around the block. And we're like, what are these people waiting for? And they're like, yeah, we're here for Leonid and Friends show. We're like, that's impossible. They're, oh, it's Leonid, let's take a picture. So we definitely, we realized how Beatles felt, you know, the first time they arrived.